Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, does anybody know what day it is?
Hey. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're here to pump you up, get you through the day, give you the information you need. Yeah, that's why you're smarter and better looking than you were yesterday. And the more you listen, the more it will benefit you. That's just how it works, Greg.
You actually get smarter and better looking? That's amazing.
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
Well, with knowledge, you know, you feel flushed and full and good, and that comes out in your facial expressions, how you feel, your attitude. It carries you through the day.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like it.
Hey, Trump, you got to hand it to him. This guy, he puts the F in 150.
Excuse me?
He puts the F in 150, as in Ford F-150 pick-em-up truck.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he was touring the factory in Dearborn, which, by the way, I toured it way before he did. No, the portion that I toured, actually, the River Rouge plant is no longer you know, working, but this was a place where, as a kid, we took a field trip.
Oh, love
and
field trips.
You went from really the iron ore coming off the ships, literally there on the site, to the melting down and forging the metals, turning some of it into sheet metal, obviously, pressing it into parts in the machine shops and all of that. And in the same facility, on the same grounds, a finished car rolls off the assembly line. It was very, very cool. Even as a kid, I totally like respected that experience. And back then, cool. You know, it's not like y'all had to wear helmets and OSHA was there.
Yes.
They go. You want me to walk down this catwalk 35 feet over molten steel? Yeah, go ahead, kid. Go. Yeah, go, yeah. Move. Keep the line moving. It's like, wow.
Things have changed.
Yeah. So my point here is Trump was at the plant, and he got a lot of cheers. People wanted to do a lot of selfies and stuff like that, and he got applause and all of that, and he should. And he loved it. He was hanging out with Bill and Jim. You probably know them as Bill Ford, the grandson of Henry Ford, and then Jim Farley, the CEO. I just, you know, hey, Jim, what's going on, brother?
It's tight.
You know. Anyway, Farley told Trump that they had a special truck featuring the American flag to show him at the factory after Ford referenced an F-450 bearing the president's face, which Trump saw at Mar-a-Lago. I want to see it, said the American flag truck. Trump, Ford, Farley joined reporters at the press gaggle during the tour. Ford noted that the factory will add a third shift and will operate 24 hours a day due to intense demand. It's going to be running, as the president said, 24 hours, 6 days a week, and it just shows you the demand is there for the product, best-selling product. I mean, it really was a great session. And then one bozo.
Oh, no. There's always one.
Yeah, had to speak up and say something stupid. And this guy wasn't just, you know, asking a question. He was being an idiot. He was heckling the president, basically. And he asked him about the what had to do with the deal with Epstein. Yeah, the Epstein files.
I called him a pedophile protector, I think is what he called
it. That's exactly what he said. And apparently this guy, TJ Cibula, 40-year-old line worker at the factory, member of the UAW Local 600 in Dearborn, as far as calling him out, definitely no regrets whatsoever. He said, even though he's been suspended from his job pending an investigation into the matter. When the White House Director of Communications was asked about it, Stephen Chung, by the way, Trump responded, and he mouths the word, you know, well, F you. In reference, of course, to the pickup truck.
The F-150, yeah. Right.
And also, I believed, I saw a picture, he flipped him off.
He waved at him, right? Yeah.
He flipped him off.
Sort of.
Which, I mean, on a, as a side note, I would never forget that I got flipped off by any president, whether it was a president I liked or didn't like, and be like, wow, that's like special attention.
Are you sure he wasn't going back to the whole job number one kind of thing? You
know, no, I'm not that? In this particular case. I don't.
Okay.
I don't think so. But he definitely got the attention that he wanted, even though I wouldn't perceive it as good attention. But Stephen Chung put it into perspective. Quote, a lunatic was wildly screaming expletives in a complete fit of rage, and the president gave an appropriate and unambiguous response. What do you like that?
Wow, that's one way to put it.
So, anyway, Trump in there and pumping the Ford workers up, and they don't need a lot of motivation because apparently the F-150 is selling like hotcakes.
So, in other words, when you actually let capitalism work and you let companies build things that Americans want to buy, they will add workers, they will sell vehicles, and they don't lose $6 billion.
No, they'll actually turn a profit. In this case, the decision, the marketing decision, and the numbers are so strong that they have added that third shift.
Nice.
So, can imagine, three shifts. I mean, that's going back to the good old days, man. That's like post-World War II.
Well, for years, that was the best-selling vehicle of any kind in the country. It was the F-150.
Oh, yeah.
Over everything.
Well, and a lot of it has to do, I think price point helps. I haven't shopped it lately, but I think it is maybe a little bit better value. But then again, like I say, I don't even look at anything new anymore. I'm like, I'm like, wow, my used pickup truck should be worth about $500,000 now. No, that could be trading and doing that anytime soon. Unless I get another huge bonus for crushing it so hard here on the air. Now, if that happens, anything's possible. Anyway, J.D. Vance, his Secret Service detail, one of the agents, allegedly there's a security breach. May have been spilling the beans and talking just a little too much.
Uh-oh.
So I'll give you more details on that in just a few minutes after the break. But another top story, deadly crackdown continues in Iran, and the president seems to be maybe ratcheting his speech up just a little bit of what he may or may not do about it. And I understand that at some point yesterday, he canceled any possible meetings with any representatives from Iran. So it looks it sounds like they did reach out, like they possibly were going to meet.
Right.
And then maybe some of the things that are said or have been done, maybe by their actions, Trump didn't want to reward them with a meeting if they've killed, which some of the latest report goes to as high as 2,500 or more dead.
Wow.
That's a large number. So that's another one we'll continue to follow. Coming up later on this morning, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. What's going on in Capitol Hill? She always gives us the straight scoop on that. So stick around. There's plenty coming. It is 6:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's make it a great day. Come on. You never know what tomorrow holds, right? You don't know what the rest of the day holds. It's exciting. Maybe something awesome is going to happen. Stay positive, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here to happy Hump Day Trump Day, and I don't want you to ever miss a minute of the show, and you needn't do that. You just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Ooh, is there some kind of mole? What's going on here? J.D. Vance's Secret Service detail. One of the agents may be breaking the rules and creating a security issue.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Let's dig deeper. Mm. All right, part of Vance's protective detail, an agent has been placed on administrative leave after an undercover video released by independent journalist James O'Keefe. Remember him?
Yes.
He's been around for a while. Allegedly showed the agent leaking sensitive security information. The agency did at least confirm that part to Fox News. They are investigating and said the employee's security clearance has been suspended and access to agency facilities and systems revoked as it's being investigated, opening the door to broader concerns, keyword there possibly being broad. All right, and I'll explain. Deputy Director Matthew Quinn told Fox News the U.S. Secret Service has no tolerance for any behavior that could potentially compromise the safety, privacy, or trust of our protectees. This incident is under investigation, and the employee involved has been placed on leave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So, look, the Secret Service has been around for 160 years. I mean, part of that is, discretion. And you know you've got to be able to keep secrets. Mm-hmm. He clearly... I mean, because of who you're protecting, really. Yeah. In a post on X by O'Keefe's undercover footage allegedly shows a Secret Service agent he claims as being assigned to Vance's protective detail, sharing sensitive information with someone he believed to be a romantic interest.
Oh, that's...
Now you know why there's broader concerns.
It's not the first time this has happened.
No, there's so been some entanglements, I think, in the past. According to O'Keefe, the agent discussed protective formations, shift schedules, travel movements, and advanced security procedures, and allegedly sent images while aboard Air Force Two.
What a moron.
Yeah.
Sorry, but all those things. They pretty much went down the list of all the things you don't talk about.
Yeah, it's like, how does that come up in conversation? Protective formation. So I just wondered, like, when you are protecting the president, like what do you guys do? Is it like, is it like football? You have a certain lineup you use, when is the pulling guard come around and take the lead?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When would that come up in just an average conversation? I have a cousin that was, Secret Service, and I don't remember asking, and he was long retired, so it's not like a lot of the stuff would be classified or anything. I wouldn't even think to even ask him that.
Right.
Yeah. And shift schedules?
That's just weird.
Yeah. Now, look, if shift schedule, meaning, hey, when are you off? Well, even from that, they can determine it because they know they work like 21 days on and a week off or whatever. So... Yeah, from that, if you're the A-team for the VP, then they'd know when the A-team is on or off. Mm-hmm. And again, detrimental. And the question is, well, who would ask those questions? What would be the need to know that?
Does some random gal that you're dating really want to know all those things just because?
Right.
Not usually.
Discussing protective formations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a couple of formations I'd like to maybe, what I'm saying?
We do, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. O'Keefe goes on to write that the agent involved was, quote, recorded on hidden camera, providing an undercover journalist with sensitive security information and discussing the same things that I talked about, and travel plans and real-time locations. Yeah, that's not good.
Undercover reporter, okay.
The agent also allegedly shared information sometimes days in advance and acknowledged signing paperwork prohibiting disclosure of that kind of privileged information. I mean, that's pretty might not be... job title. I mean, when you have your mission and you have your job and explaining the details of what your job is, that might not be the first one, but it might be the second or third at the very least. Yeah, zippeth the pie hole.
Wow.
And O'Keefe alleges that the agent is a holdover from the Biden administration, shocker there, and that he holds anti-ICE and anti-Trump administration personal views. Now, that's coming from O'Keefe.
But if that's accurate, they shouldn't even be a Secret Service agent on a protective detail for a Republican.
No, if it is evident, if people can find out and figure out fairly easily and quickly that they have a bias, then they shouldn't be in, certainly not in the protective area of the Secret Service. You know, go catch counterfeiters.
Exactly.
You know, getting busy doing that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And look, this is a president that has been under attack. And this is a vice president that needs protection as well. So, all right, coming up, the U.S. steps up airstrikes, and Trump is telling Iranian protesters, hey, help is on the way. All of that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It's odd how we meet like this every single morning, but I like it. I hope you do, too. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for supporting what we do, and I mean that, and we couldn't do it without you. So it was 24 years for me last month, and we're just going to keep on cranking. And as long as they keep throwing truckloads of money at me, I'll stick around. Greg's already planting drugs in my car, trying to get rid of me to take over. I understand that.
Do what I can.
and a good thing is I find the drugs first and get rid of them.
Most of them.
You know what I mean, brother?
Yes.
That's why I'm so amped up for their show.
He's kidding, people. He's really kidding.
Do we have to say that anymore? Like I said, 24 years of being sarcastic, snarky, you know.
There's always new people, though. And they might go, wow, I just found this guy and he's a druggie.
Oh, well, folks, you need to catch on, okay? Yeah. That's all I can tell you. I mean, welcome to the family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know you can't figure out the soap opera from day one, but stick around and you will. You'll get it.
Well, because usually by the second or third day, you've got it figured out.
Yeah.
A soap opera.
I mean, we don't want to be too simplified because then there'd be no depth there. And then people have been listening for years, you know, they'd be like, yeah, heard it, done it, whatever.
Mm. But remember how Rush, you know, dealt a lot with that early on? They didn't understand sarcasm, you know.
And still, you'll occasionally get a call here and there. I remember I did a bit, and it was a takeoff of Animal House, where he said, you know, did they say it was over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah, yes.
And, you know, within the body of the movie, he, you know, there's a cutaway where he goes, it's not your... I know, he's on a roll, you know?
Right.
Like, let him go. And this was Belushi giving his little tirade to get the rest of the crew fired up. And I did it on the air.
Yes.
And, I mean, I get it. I guess that not everybody's familiar with Animal House, but really, like, yeah, tell Bob that, yeah, it wasn't Germany, it was Japan. I'm like,
I know
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, never claimed to be, but I think I got that one right.
He didn't get all of his American history based on movies.
And conversation with my father, I have to give him due credit. He's the one that got me really, you know, any level of interest or excitement did come from him, and he was a voracious reader, so there was that. All right, we got to move on. We got stuff to do, Greg.
Okay,
can't be goofing around all day like
you got?
Like you led me astray yesterday, man, and you just wanted to play, and I just played along, but we're focused here.
Okay.
And maybe I had a role in what happened
yesterday. Could be.
It's possible. I saw this thing, our air campaign's going to intensify. I'm like, air campaign against who?
What?
Yeah. Apparently, we've been utilizing, now that I read the story, I kind of go, oh, yeah, but it hasn't gotten much coverage. Airstrikes in Somalia.
Oh.
Yeah. We're taking out the Al Shish Kebabs.
We're going after Minnesota.
Why don't we like shish kebabs? I just have to, you know.
Depends what's on them.
Yeah.
There's some things
I mean, anything that ends in Bob, I would think generally probably should be a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sure.
But it's not. It's a terrorist group, and their name is Al-Shabaab. So you don't have to call and go, hey, he means Al-Shabaab.
Yeah, yeah. We know.
But But I do need help sometimes, so no, don't stop calling completely or giving Greg the upside, the inside. All right, so we've stepped up airstrikes in Somalia. January 12th release, AFRICOM said U.S. forces working with the Somali federal government carried out airstrikes against al-Shabaab militants, part of an ongoing effort to degrade the group's ability to threaten the U.S. homeland, U.S. forces, and Americans overseas. Airstrikes against ISIS, Somalia, were also reported January 11th and January 9th in northern Somalia. So we've been fairly busy with that. Now, you know, it's easier to hit the terrorists because, you know, they're building malls, shopping centers and stuff. Of course, they're using funds that were given to them from Somalian Minnesota residents.
Imagine that. They're building all those luring centers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of this money apparently did end up at al-Shabaab. So they're actually stealing American taxpayer dollars and sending it to al-Shabaab.
Wow.
And, of course, they're still trying to investigate that, follow all the leads, put the pieces together. Unfortunately, it's going to take some time. We are acutely aware that if ISIS and al-Qaeda groups continue their expansion, they will pose a direct threat to the U.S. homeland. Given this environment, U.S. AFRICOM will work collaboratively with the intel community and interagent partners to keep the risk to U.S. national security interests low. Al-Shabaab and al-Qaeda affiliate wage war in Somalia's government since 2007 and continues to control territory in south central Somalia. So, you know, on Fridays, and my veteran friends, you know, they try to remind people to wear red.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember everyone deployed, red,
right.
R-E-D. Mm-hmm. So there are people deployed. They are running missions. I mean, we know that, but here's just another reminder. As President Trump tells Iranian patriots, help is on the way. Keep protesting. Details on that. And a local guy gets a pretty big appointment from the governor. I'll explain that next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Hang on, help is on its way. Wasn't that Little River Band?
Pablo Cruz.
Huh?
Pablo Cruz. Wasn't it?
Hang on, help is on its way. I think it's Little River Band.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
I might have won one with Greg.
Yeah,
within the genre that he should have a certain level of expertise. It's not like I threw some old metal rock dog, question at him.
It was LRB, you're right.
Say that again, Greg.
It's on tape, so I don't need to say it again.
Say it again.
I said, yes, Bob, for the first time ever, you are right.
Now?
Okay.
You're starting to act like a Democrat.
No, they would never say. They don't even like to use the word right.
Yeah.
They're so far left.
Correct.
You
are correct now, sir.
Thank you. We're even.
Not exactly, but we'll move on anyway.
That's true.
Governor DeSantis appointed Keith Perry to State University System's Board of Governors. It's an interesting move, and I'll tell you why. Look, Keith is a smart guy, but he is not a highly educated guy. By his own admission, you can talk to him about that. We've had him in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That it shows you that education doesn't necessarily limit your intellect, and in fact, doesn't necessarily make it better either.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be appointed to a governing board with the university, I just think it's interesting. I'm not poo-pooing it in any way. And I think like any other body, you want some diversity there.
Yes.
But I think Keith would be the first to admit it, that he probably couldn't have got into U.S. I mean,
wow.
If we're being honest. And there were people that, when I first saw this, and I know I think CJB has it. I see it on Main Street Daily News. You know, it's out there now. Yeah, we're covering it and stuff. But yeah, there were disparaging remarks made. I'm not trying to be disparaging. I'm trying to say, I mean, some of the commentary had you know, some legs to it.
Sure.
But look, he's not a kid anymore, you know, smoking weed and climbing on roofs.
Right.
I mean, he's long removed from that. And he's shown it by the way that he's developed his business and the way he's lived his life and the mm-hmm. way he has represented the people of Florida
sure.
in a couple of different capacities. So, I mean, you know, I'm mostly a fan. He had a little, what I would call a serious bump in the road
yeah.
when it comes to the Second Amendment. Did everything I can to steer him right. But I think overall, he's a good man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Like yeah.
He connects, I think, with people fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, congratulations to Keith Perry. I think Governor DeSantis made a good pick there. So he'll be part of the Board of Governors of the State University System on Tuesday. And really, I guess I'm kind of promoting him. I'm doing a Greg thing. I'm schmoozing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, maybe he'll get me in, like, the president's box for a game this year,
I
you know?
I see the method there.
Cause, okay. Yeah, because yeah. he definitely probably already has the poll. But, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm doing the schmooze thing.
Sure.
No, but we've had a great relationship with Keith Perry. We didn't always agree all the time on everything, but I think he's an upstanding guy. He never shied away from mm-hmm. conversations.
Nope.
But according to the release from the governor's office, Perry, the president and owner of Perry Roofing Contractors in Gainesville, was one of six people appointed to the Florida Board of Governors. The board governs the state university system, which comprises 12 universities. Yeah, there's 12 under the state system here, and more than 430,000 students in Florida. Of course, he previously served the Florida Senate, represented 8th and 9th District, was a member of the Florida House before that, and he's a member of the Alachua County Chamber Board of Directors, served as president of House of Hope, president of the Boys and Girls Club of Alachua County, and
been a busy guy.
Yeah, so yeah. Congratulations. So we, you know, it's another connection for us. Hopefully, you know, if need be, he'll come and do something on the air. And, you know, that reminds me that Chuck Clemens is now, he's working
yes.
directly with UF.
Mm-hmm.
And so good for these guys. Now, Chuck has been in the academia. He's been
yes.
in that world for a very long time. He's very successful things that he did at Santa Fe
yeah,
College. So.
Absolutely.
So I've considered these things a win for everybody.
Yeah.
And I like it, but you have to have a little fun with the fact that, you know,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't have degrees piled upon degrees, which neither do I. And I feel like, you know, well, I've at least got logic in most cases on my side. President Trump telling Iranian patriots, hang on, help is on the way. But this death toll keeps going on. Some of the latest numbers I've heard is over 2,500 dead.
Ugh,
that's
a lot.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Families searching through body bags, you know, trying to identify.
Oh,
was it a family
goodness.
Member? Yeah. Over 10,000 arrested. Executions are underway, allegedly. President Donald Trump canceled all the talks with Iranian officials. He said help is on its way. He warned the regime's killers will pay a big price, urged protesters to take over your institutions against the brutal Islamic Republic theocracy, while the U.S. urged Americans to leave the country. Mm. And on Tuesday, the president put one of his most forceful statements out on Truth Social. Iranian patriots, then in all caps, keep protesting. Take over your institutions. Save the names of the killers and abusers. They will pay a big price. That he actually put that out on Truth Social. Yeah, that sounds pretty serious to me.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the afternoon, Trump reiterated and expanded on those things when he was making his talks and remarks in Detroit, emphasizing the message to Iran's protesters and the regime overseeing this crackdown. So we'll have to continue to obviously pay attention to what may or may not occur, maybe sooner, maybe later, but we'll be on top of it. You can rest assured on that one. There's plenty more to talk about. And by the way, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick in Capitol Hill and get the latest and greatest information from her. It is coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.